Mr. Amakosibua has insisted that his signature was forged by a Canadian oil company that claims to have an oil blog in Ghana's Jubilee field. According to him, the main suspect has been arrested and he confessed forging the signature and expressed regret. He said both the BNI and the police are handling the matter, which he describes as purely a criminal one. Mr. Bua spoke on a private TV station in Accra last night.
A company in Canada is saying that somehow a Minister of Energy has given them an exclusive right to have that block. Impossible. You know Malate? Malate is B-U-A-H. Yeah. This letter is B-O-A-H. Is that Malate? A guy who has forged the letter has already been arrested. He has confessed and said he's sorry. And he's using jump bail and they are looking for him to be arrested. Those who gave him the bill, and the CID boss and the EOCO boss have come out to say that this is a criminal matter we are dealing with. I have to live my serious challenges to be talking every day about a matter that to me has nothing to do. It's a criminal matter. And I say, and I say it again. So many ministers get through today. There's nothing that me and you can do about people who are criminals and are bent on doing bad things. But what we can do is that we can do the right thing by making sure the authorities who have the capacity to arrest them and prosecute them does it. I'm happy that the Ministry of Energy that I'm leading has done that.
The minister also denied assertions that the NDC government frustrated and persecuted a Ghanaian partner to Cosmos, George Owusu, because he was perceived as an ally of former President Kufuor. Mr. Bua disclosed that the government rather protected his interest above partisan considerations.
Important point to notice is it is the NDC government that approved for George Owusu. I think the record is very clear. History will remember that the government has to give its consent for EO Group to have that. And of course, that consent was given. And so if that consent was not given, you know what will happen? Cosmos was so determined to take George Owusu's share. And I think that is very, very important. I think that I think when you see the historical record, you will see that it is the NDC government that protected the interest of a Ghanaian who was called George Owusu to make sure that he indeed had that 3.5% of that share. I think that what happened in those circumstances should tell you that we had a period in the history of this country where people in government, and it happened to be the NDC government, made a decision that we will make a decision above political considerations. It doesn't even matter what speculations were being made. And George Owusu is a Ghanaian and he deserves to be a millionaire.
Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakosibua.